Secret Network Mints 1.08B SCRT, diluting supply 75% to survive. Secret Network minted 1.079 billion SCRT tokens overnight, diluting its supply by 75% in a single governance action to fund operations after its core development company said it will leave the project. The mint executed on August 21, 2026, through Proposal 365, according to CryptoSlate, and cut pre-existing holders down to roughly 25.1% of the new total supply of about 1.44 billion SCRT. The trigger was SCRT Labs, the company that has led development on the Cosmos-based Layer 1, announcing it will conclude development and related support for the network on September 1, 2026. That leaves the community to assume technical operations on its own, and the mint is the funding mechanism meant to pay for that transition. A one-company chain forced to buy its own survival. The size of the dilution tells you how dependent the network was on a single team. Rather than a treasury drawdown or a token sale, validators approved printing more SCRT than existed before, then spreading it across the groups, now expected to keep the chain alive. The 1.079 billion new tokens break down into fixed allocations, 299 million SCRT to foundation programs, another 299 million to core development, 178 million to an ecosystem fund, and 72 million each to validators, advisors, and research and development. Builders and relayers get 43 million, with 44 million set aside for remediation. Ongoing inflation stays at 5%. Roughly 308.4 million of those tokens are liquid on day one. That detail matters most for holders, because it is the portion that can hit the market immediately rather than unlocking over time. Price was already broken before the vote. SCRT was not diluting from a position of strength. The token trades near 0.02, down 11.41% in the 24 hours around the mint, and 80.73% over the prior 90 days per CryptoSlate. Its market cap sits at about $5.85 million, which puts the entire network below the valuation of a single mid-sized token treasury. Against that backdrop, adding 308 million immediately liquid tokens to a market, this thin is the kind of supply shock that usually pushes price lower before any recovery narrative takes hold. The counterargument from proposal supporters is straightforward. A diluted token that keeps its chain running is worth more than a concentrated token on a network with no maintainers. That thesis only pays off if the community-run development that replaces SCRT Labs actually materializes and ships. The real lesson is concentration risk. Secret Network built its identity on privacy-preserving smart contracts, encrypted computation that most layer ones do not offer. The technology is not the problem here. The problem is that development, funding, and support all ran through one company, so that company's exit became a solvency event rather than a staffing change. Crypto users tend to focus on custody risk, meaning who holds the keys, and less on protocol maintainer risk, meaning who keeps the software alive. The two rhyme. A custodial exchange failure like FTX or Wirecard can freeze balances you thought were yours. A core developer exit can strand a chain whose token you are still holding. Both are counterparty exposure wearing different clothes. If you spend from balances tied to a specific chain's tokens, whether through self-custody options or an app that settles on that network, the health of the team behind the protocol is part of your risk, not a detail you can ignore. For most people spending crypto day to day, the practical takeaway is boring and useful. Exposure to large, liquid, multi-team assets carries less of this maintainer risk than a thin single-company layer one. That is one reason stablecoin-denominated spending has become the default for cards, since a widely issued dollar token does not live or die with one development shop. Whether the community absorbs the handoff. The next test is execution. Proposal 365 funded a transition. It did not prove won. The group's now holding fresh SCRT allocations, foundation, core dev, validators, and ecosystem builders have until and past the September Fern cutoff to show they can run the chain without SCRT Labs. If they can, the dilution reads as the cost of independence. If they cannot, holders will have paid a 75% dilution for a network that still winds down, just more slowly. For now, the facts are narrow and confirmed by the mint itself. 1.079 billion new tokens, a 75% cut to existing holders, a 0.02 price, and a September firm departure date on the calendar.